Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome to Above Deck, a Below Deck Breakdown podcast. I'm Sarah Goldman, a photographer living in Charleston, South Carolina, and with me is my college roommate and co-host, Kelly.
Hi, I'm Kelly Busby, a former radio host and current volleyball mom, coming to you from my home studio in Columbus. Together, we hosted the Socks with Sandals radio show on WFAL in Bowling Green, Ohio. And we are back again this week to discuss Below Deck and our love of all things Bravo. Today, we'll be discussing Below Deck Season 11, Episode 2, Peer Pressure.
Here's a recap. Despite the long dinner service, the guests love Chef Anthony's food. Tension rises between Kat and Barbie, and Ben gets involved in interior drama. The guests enjoy a kayak tour, Miami dinner, and the primaries get frisky in the hot tub. Gross. Captain Carey is not happy with the deck team's performance. Kelly, how'd you feel about this episode?
This episode, I feel like, was definitely a good litmus test, if you will, to see like how they were going to be this season. And not good if we go off of what we've seen so far. It's not going to be a good season. So
I know. I feel like there's too much tension for so early on.
Yeah. I just thought it just started out how they should start out. Very rocky.
Yeah. So it's the first night of the charter and the guests are over this long dinner, as we would be as well. So Finally at 10:55, the main course comes out and the guests do seem to be loving the food though.
That's good.
Although they're pretty tired and pretty toasted as well. For dessert, there's a pear and a red wine reduction. And somebody says, "This is the best pear I ever drank."
Chef is pretty good at what he does, but except for the whole timing thing, and hopefully he'll get that figured out, but he's just in his own world.
He is. So Kat is making some errors during service and she's getting kind of all in that bar area while Barbie's trying to make cocktails, and she's really irritating me right now.
I heard Barbie say at one point, she didn't even fill this refrigerator, and all I could think is that this is going to be Alyssa and Camille 2.0.
Oh, yuck.
And it's just going to get messy. So yeah.
It reminded me of a tweet or a meme I saw one time that said, "A cooking competition where contestants make whatever they want, but my husband wanders around the kitchen and stands in front of the drawer that they need." That's Kat.
That's my dad. It is a great time to rearrange the glassware cabinet.
No.
Or, you know, I have hot things and he's like, "So what's up? Got hot things." So anyway.
Yeah. Bill and I always get trapped right in front of the refrigerator or the sink. And one of us is always like waiting for the other one. I'm like, do what you need to do and move along. So Anthony knows he needs to work on his timing, but he says, "Love takes time and I'm making love on a plate."
Okay. Speaking of.
So the guests get in the hot tub and the primaries quickly get to dropping anchor. They're on TV and they know they're on TV.
And they are hoping this is their, you know, Kanye or not Kim and whatever his name was.
Yeah. This is Yeah, this Ray is J. disturbing. So Barbie says she promised her dad and herself that she would not drop anchor on St. David. Do you think she will keep her promise?
Not at all. But I love the side by side of her and Kyle, and how like polar opposite they are about yeah. everything. So yeah, it should really be should be pretty interesting.
So Kyle says he does pretty well with the ladies, and it's the accent and his long bit of charm.
Oh my.
Okay. So the next day, it's one of the guests' birthdays, and yeah. Fraser's going to let Zan go on the kayak excursion with the guests.
And yet she says she's translucent and she is not meant for the sun. And Sarah, I think I might be related to her.
Are you also a vampire?
I am. Well, I mean, I'm not about labels, but
okay.
I'm just translucent as well. I work very hard to stay the shade of alabaster. So
definitely.
Maybe we're related.
So apparently Captain Carey does not allow backwards hats on the boat. And I like that he told Jared to put on sunscreen.
Yeah. Jared needs to be told what to do. He's all over the place. It's just, he's so discombobulated. And I'm wondering if he even knows where he is right now and what he's supposed to be doing, like what his role is.
I'm not sure. So yeah. Kyle gets busy disinfecting the hot tub. Thank you.
What a lucky guy. So lucky.
So there's a lot of discussion about these cooler backpacks for the kayaking. Yeah. And that can only mean one thing. They will be left behind.
At least this happened at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's not. So it'll always be top of mind. Hopefully. Yeah.
So Captain Carey drops the guests off for the mangrove tour. And of course, no drinks, no backpacks. And Fraser has to take the blame for the backpacks, you know, because he's in charge of the interior. Fraser had left the packs for Ben, and then Ben told Jared, and lots of blame being passed around.
So this is probably not going to be a popular opinion, but I think the common denominator here is Ben. He forgot to tell Jared how many shackles to drop into the anchor last week during, and then the drinks this week. So there's definitely a lack of communication and focus with the deck team, but I feel like Ben may be the catalyst here.
Yeah. I mean, Ben likes drama. Ben understands how TV works. And yeah, I think there's some things intentionally not said. I think you're right.
Yeah.
So now it's kayak time. Two guests have stayed behind on the boat, and the deck team's setting up the beach picnic on Hog Beach.
Hog Beach. At least it looks like a beach this season, and it doesn't look like a park.
Yeah.
With dirty bottles and stuff everywhere.
Hypodermic beach.
Yeah.
So Fraser arrives at the beach, and he says it is an absolute travesty.
He's not wrong. It looked bad.
Yeah, I liked the blankets laid out with all those shells all over. I get that it was windy, but that doesn't look like a good place to relax. So Kat seems to be kind of like checking in on Barbie on the boat. And Barbie says Kat is the kind of girl that would make a burn book about you.
Yeah. Did you notice Kat and Barbie talking about the guests while Fraser is away, and that one of them needs to stay visible the whole time to the guests, just kind of keep an eye on them. So while they're talking about this, and Kat is explaining to Barbie, every time Kat said this, Barbie was saying, "So you got this, right?" And Kat said, "Yes." And I think she repeated that like four times maybe. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure it's completely registering with Kat that she wasn't even, she couldn't keep an eye on the guests because she was going to be leaving to go to the beach.
Right.
So she should have said, "I got them now.
I'll let you know when I leave."
I just felt like that was a sign of a disaster. Yeah.
There was some missed community. I don't know. They weren't understanding each other for sure.
Yeah.
So the guests had a great time kayaking. Kat goes to the beach with the guests and tells Fraser she doesn't feel respected by Barbie.
Oh, gosh.
No. Ben asks Fraser what he and Kat were talking about, and Fraser says, you know, there's some conflict there.
All right, Ben, quit getting into it. But now I feel like we're officially into a below deck season. The first official major conflict within the group has started.
Yes. So charter guest Brian takes a spill climbing into the tender. That was awful. I rewound it and watched it a couple times because I was like, what happened. I think he's just maybe overserved and misjudged.
He was, I'm sure. And then it's not really graceful getting into a boat like that, as I can attest to getting into Chase's boat. But I'm pretty sure that Brian felt nothing because he was probably very numb.
And it's like he fell into like an inch of water. Think how hard it would have been to hit that sand.
No.
Ouch. It would have really hurt. So
yeah,
he's going to be feeling it the next day for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah. Barbie is on the boat setting up for Miami night. And Anthony is excited about the Latin vibe because he had a restaurant that was French and South American fusion. Which sounds super
very
cool.
Interesting. I'm looking forward to the outfits for this dinner.
Yeah. So Ben decides to talk to Barbie about what he's gotten wind of. Ben, stay out of it. Fraser goes down to the swim platform to tell Ben not to get involved with interior drama. And Ben gets this devilish smile, but he does apologize.
All I could think was, get it, Fraser. I love this side of Fraser.
Yeah.
He is like, he's got a little command to him, but we all know what that little smile is about, Ben. We all know.
He just
cannot loving help himself. Stirring that pot.
Yes. So Barbie and Sunny are discussing if they fancy anyone on board. And Barbie says the best out of the boys is Ben, but she doesn't like his hair. I love his hair. I think he has amazing hair. Maybe she doesn't want someone that has better hair than her, though.
That could be. That very much could be.
So everybody is sunburnt. Get these kids some stream to see and some sun protective clothing.
I am so surprised. Have we ever seen the deckhands get this sunburnt before?
I mean, it's like they aren't familiar with working on boats or something.
Or that, the sun is out. I'm on water. It's going to be coming at me in all directions. Yeah, I was thinking we need to get them some stream to see.
For sure.
Sarah, it's early.
I know, we don't usually record this early. Yeah. So the dinner is looking incredible, and it seems to be coming out faster than last night.
That's a bonus.
Zandy goes to bed and is listening to murder podcasts, or at least that's what the producers would have us believe.
I like Zandy. I hope we get to learn more about her.
Yeah, and she's good at her job. We always need people like that. We don't always have that. So the crew puts on wigs to bring out the cake. The cake is perfect. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And Captain Carey says, hair sucks. And wouldn't it be so liberating to be bald? Just to not have to worry about
hair. I guess it would be so easy to get ready every morning. That's for darn sure.
Yeah. I mean, all you have to worry about then is your face and your clothes. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, I would look terrible bald. I'm just saying it'd be very.
Absolutely. Yeah. Captain Carey, I do have a question for you. Do you realize that your wig was on sideways? And how did you do that?
It looked terrible. So Kyle, Ben, and Jared discuss relationships. Kyle's been single for 8 years, and Jared was engaged to someone that he worked with, and the girl went to school in Italy, and it was the last time he saw her. And he said now he just likes to go port to port, like Ben.
Like old school sailors.
Yes. The next day, Captain Carey has a meeting with the deck team about the docking.
Smart. It's a good idea, right? Get them all on the same page, have a plan.
Yeah.
Be successful.
Seems like it's going to go well. So
yeah.
Barbie tells Kat if she has an issue with her, she should come directly to her because she heard from somebody else that Kat was complaining about her.
Seriously, if this is going to be a repeat of Alyssa and Camille, or Kyle and Nat, it's going to be a very exhausting season.
No, we need other stuff going on for sure.
Yeah, let's have some fun.
The docking. Carey is not getting distances called over the radio. No one is talking. And Captain Carey did a pretty good job backing this boat in for having like zero information.
And I just want to call out Sunny for the win for throwing that fender over when Captain was calling for it.
Yes.
She seemed to be the only one that knew what the Captain was saying.
Right. Yeah, Jared was lost. The guests depart. They love the food and the tablescapes. And in addition to the tip, they left some Texas treats. And
nice.
I spied some Buc-ee's swag in there. Have you been to Buc-ee's?
No, I would really like to go to one. I hear they're
it's so
the destination
fun.
In and of itself.
Yeah, It's cool. And they have the cleanest, largest bathrooms of anywhere.
Love that. Well, hashtag road trip this summer. So they gave out swag. They gave out like gift baskets to the crew. Is this the first time that we've seen that?
We've seen little presents, like,
Yeah.
but I don't think we've seen something like that. I was a little worried when I saw them because I was worried that they wouldn't maybe give such a big tip because they're
That's what
giving
I was
big
thinking
treats,
too. Yeah.
but it was a decent tip, thank goodness.
Yeah.
So I thought it was sweet. I think that's a great idea. So Carrie calls the deck team to the wheelhouse. He's pissed. And
Yeah.
Jared says, you know, he wasn't ready, so he was scrambling.
What a mess.
What? Yeah,
Just not
terrible.
good.
Okay, the tip meeting. Carrie says he's proud of the work that they did, but they have some schoolboy errors to correct.
Okay.
Tip is 25K. Very nice.
I had someone this week ask me if the guests just board the yacht with wads of cash, like mafia style. And I would say that that seems to be the case, unless they give production like an advance or like some cap, like a check or something, and then they ca the production ca cashes it for them, and then they have it ready for them because it's all in the same envelope.
Yeah, I
But
mean, I'm sure they pay for everything up front, but I think they
yeah.
do get on with a big wad of cash. Like when I've been on, I went on like a river trip in Idaho. Like we brought cash because we knew we were going to have to tip at the end, or like dive trips. You go to like some Caribbean
Yeah.
country and you know it's,
Yeah.
you don't want to have to like find an ATM or worry about transaction fees. Like you just got to bring the cash with you.
That's
So.
so cool. I
Now I've
mean,
never had to bring $25,000 cash, but you know, I think they're bringing it with them.
yeah. All
So
right.
Fraser calls Kat and Barbie up to chat, and Kat and Barbie are explaining themselves. And I'm sure Fraser will never tell Ben anything again or vent to him.
Yeah.
Fraser says if they can't get along, they'll both be gone. And mommy is not playing this year.
I love this side of Fraser
I
so
know he
much.
really did learn a lot from last season, and
Yeah.
he's going to be a great stew. He already is. Okay, so we had some listener comments after episode one. Virginia G asks, first impressions of episode one. Who do you think Carrie is going to fire? And at Ready for Wandering has a similar request. Can we guess who won't make it to the end of the season? So, Kelly, who do you predict will be fired this season or will
Jared.
leave?
Jared.
Jared, for sure.
That's
Yeah.
who I think.
I would say Jared, and I think Kat is probably going to go. She just can't handle it already.
It's a lot of
And
stress.
I don't think Barbie is going to go anywhere, even if she is involved in some conflict, because she's good at her job. Like she's amazing at tablescapes and stuff.
Yeah. And
So,
Xandi, we don't hear from her enough, so she'll be fine. The
yeah.
only other one I could possibly think would be Kyle, because there's been some like footage of him in like promos and stuff, like being a little out there with while drinking.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I don't know. So I'm
Yeah.
thinking it's going to be a deckhand.
Yeah, could be. I mean, yeah, we know there's that clip that says where Ben is talking to Fraser and he says, you've had more people let go on your side than we have or something.
Yeah.
So I
Yeah.
guess there's gonna be somebody on both sides. I don't know. This is wild.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, to be determined.
There was a Captain Carrie adventure count that we used to do during Below Deck Adventure.
Yeah.
So we had one for this episode, and I thought that was great.
Oh, I love
So
it.
I'll keep those going.
Okay, sounds good.
It is now time for our new segment, Phrases with Fraser. I'm like a ton
Yeah.
tired. So it's Phrases with Fraser. Thank you to our listener, Linda, for coming up with the name. We're so excited. Thank you. Thank you. Sarah, which of these Fraser quotes was your favorite from this week?
Okay.
Number one, this whole setup is horrific. However, Kyle looks like a rugged farmer and my crops need cutting.
Okay. Okay.
And then this one, mommy's got to go to bed because she's a very tired elderly girl.
I like number two. I feel that one.
I do too. I do too. I kind of felt like as he was going downstairs, I felt very golden girlish when he said that.
Yeah. Mommy's got to go to bed. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with Hot Tub Combo.
Thank you to Stream to See for sponsoring this episode. Stream to See is a personal care company committed to making a difference. By choosing Stream to See, you're opting for safer skincare, and you're supporting a brand that prioritizes the environment from the ingredients they choose to the packaging they use.
Sarah, I know you use their everyday mineral sunscreen all the time. Mm-hmm. One product I'm loving right now is the conditioning shampoo and body wash. It's the perfect 3-in-1 product that's perfect for traveling.
Yes, I love that one too. And you know how I swim every day at high tide with friends?
Yeah.
They bought this big bottle of the shampoo and body wash that they keep on the dock. And we basically take dock baths with a hose afterwards. And it feels good to know that we're using products that won't hurt the animals living in the salt marsh.
For 10% off your order, go to stream2c.com and use code ABOVEDECK. That's stream2c.com and use code ABOVEDECK.
It's time for Hot Tub Combo, where we discuss what's happening with our favorite Below Deck cast members.
So, Kelly, guess what? I worked on a yacht yesterday. I photographed a wedding on like a commercial yacht. People do events on it.
Yeah.
And guess who I saw?
Who did you see?
I saw Chase and Charlie because they're docked right next door to the boat that I found. So
did you get to talk to him a little bit?
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, I was busy, obviously, because I was working.
Yeah.
But when I saw his sailboat Grace there, I texted him and was like, "Hey, you're still here." And he wrote back, "Don't remind me," because you know they wanted to leave like a week ago for the Bahamas.
Yeah.
They're dealing with some stuff with the engine and electrical stuff. So yeah, they were working hard yesterday, but the boat got back at like 7:30. And
okay.
I think they were all tucked in and like in their pajamas already when we got back to the dock. They're working hard.
Aww,
so, anyway, but yeah, exciting. When I first got there, Charlie was walking around out on the bow, and so I got to see him. So
he's so sweet. He's a good little dog.
So that was fun.
So Sarah, last week we forgot to talk about this.
Yeah,
Kate Chastain was on Watch What Happens Live with Chrissy Teigen,
mm-hmm.
and Chrissy said that Kate was the reason she got hooked on Below Deck, and I could see why, because Kate is amazing.
Kate really made Below Deck.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kate said Luca doesn't know how hot he is. I think so.
I think he does.
I think
he is very nice, but yeah.
Yes. There was also some discussion about whether Captain Dreamboat made out with Adriana from Miami. The rest of the Miami cast do not believe her.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate said out of the three traitors, Phaedra is playing the best game.
Yes, I agree.
Agreed.
Yeah, this was a good episode. So Captain Carrie and Fraser were on Watch What Happens Live just a few days ago. And behind the bar was the referee or the host of the Puppy Bowl. And he had cute puppies. So that was fun. Captain Carrie said that Chef Anthony's food is amazing, but the galley was disgusting. And Fraser agreed.
Yeah, no, thank you.
So Fraser said he had no idea that he talked under his breath until he watched the first season he was on. But he says people seem to like it, so he's going to keep doing it. Thank goodness.
I love it.
So we've seen in previews that Jill Zarin from Real Housewives in New York City is going to be a charter guest this season.
Yeah.
And Fraser said that Jill, her charter was the most difficult, and she was the most difficult charter guest they had all season. Jill! Ugh.
I'm sad.
I know.
Because I thought, Ramona, expected.
Yeah.
The Countess, expected. Jill, not expected.
I know. I mean, she is high maintenance, but I want her to just be fun.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Oh, that's going to be interesting. I'm still excited to see her.
Yeah.
So, Captain Carey said he thought Ben... somebody had asked if he thought Ben was ready to be bosun or something like that. And he said, if he thought Ben was ready to be bosun, he would have given that job to him.
Oh.
So I was thinking Jared's going to get fired and then Carrie's going to promote Ben, but it doesn't sound like he thinks Ben is ready for the job.
Yikes.
So They talked a little bit about BravoCon, and Captain Carey said he really loved catching up with Craig and Paige. Apparently they've like had dinner together in Florida.
Aww.
So that was fun. And since BravoCon, Fraser has become obsessed with Vanderpump Rules. And he said he can't believe that he was hanging out with all those people at BravoCon and he had no idea about Scandoval or any of that.
I loved at BravoCon how excited like Carey was to see everybody.
Yeah.
And how approachable he and Fraser were. It was just so nice. I can't believe he made it through BravoCon without knowing what the hell Scandoval was.
I know. I think that's true of a lot of these below deck people, especially people that aren't Americans that aren't like, you know, maybe watching this stuff. Do you remember when we saw Fraser? It's like he couldn't believe it was us. He was like, wait, you guys are above deck? He's like, wait, what? That was really cute.
He's so sweet. And then he called you to get on Instagram live with him while you were in your robe and
with a towel on my head
and a towel.
That was so funny.
Chef David and Chef Marcos, along with their friend Chef Stretch, collaborated on dinner in West Palm Beach last week. Culver came and helped. The food looks so good. Culver said Marcos is really good at magic tricks. That was just a really adorably hot looking kitchen crew.
I know.
It looked all like the chefs, had, Culver.
Yeah. It looked like they
I
had
guess
so
they were
much
cooking.
I appreciated cooking. All the behind the scenes that they did and Culver kind of showing stuff. He said that they made duck like in a pizza oven. And he said that was his favorite dish.
Interesting.
But, Culver has pet ducks. Like, well, I guess they're wild ducks, but like he feeds them and like they interact with him at his apartment. Yeah. So I'm like, how can you eat duck? Anyway, I need to ask him. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the traitors. Are you caught up?
Okay. I think so. Okay. So the last one I watched was when they did like the Survivor kind of torch lighting ceremony.
Okay. Yeah, I think so that's you're caught up.
Okay. Woo! Okay.
Woo, yay. So, okay, tell me your thoughts.
All right. I think it's getting a bit dirty, and I know it's part of the game and everything, but the alliances are starting, the backstabbing has started earlier in the season. So I had only watched two as of last week, so I think I'm completely caught up. I love how everybody's saying that Larsa was running the Housewives. Like, I felt like I was watching an episode of Orange is the New Black for a season, a lot of prison talk happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I just every time Alan Cummins comes on, I am like, bring the dramatics. And it is I am all there for the dramatics. So the tossing the murdered people's photos on the ground, just the funeral procession, like classic. And he was like in this huge, like Tudor style robe thing that was like poofy. And he had they all had their fun little masks on and then the missions are just great. I love it.
Did you love the bird mission where they had to do those bird calls over the radio?
But it was so good. Like everybody did such a good job, but they're all running around pushing the buttons. Like, I don't know. It just, everything is so great. And I really think Alan is made for this show.
Oh, for sure. Like,
this is his role.
Yeah. I was watching Watch What Happens Live. He was on, I think, on Thursday night. And he's not a fan of reality TV, so he doesn't really know who anybody is. So I think that's extra funny.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I think I was over Dan by, like, episode 4. Like, I'm just...
He thinks he's, like, hot shit.
He thinks he's not good. And then, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but... Let's just say he's not who he thinks he is. So he's just drawing attention to himself. And then he's got Peter already has an inkling that he's the traitor. And that now he's starting to play the game. I don't know. It just,
Peter's pretty impressive. Like the things that he's come up with, like he really figured stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in the most recent episode, I love the combo of John and Parvati during the challenge. I thought they were so cute. Did you, I guess it was a couple episodes back, but that moment Well, there's going to be lots of spoilers. Let me just say that you shouldn't be listening to this part if you're not caught up. The night that Dan got banished or voted out or whatever, and John had that like speech at the round table. wasn't that so incredible?
So incredible. And he suddenly was back in the House of Commons.
I know. Order, order.
Love that guy. Love him.
Okay. So Peter being recruited.
And turning it down.
It would have been way more interesting if he did, if he had been on that offer.
Absolutely.
Did you like that touching moment between Phaedra and Sheree when Sheree lit Phaedra's torch?
I was surprised. And I think
she started crying immediately.
I mean, I honestly thought, I mean, I feel like the tears were genuine from Phaedra. And I feel like it's just the two of them from Atlanta.
Yeah.
And Phaedra's from Married for Medicine too, but it was just the two of them. So it was a lot more relaxed and they can be together forever. Cause they said they've known each other for 20 years.
Yeah.
Over 20 years.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was touching.
I'm loving all the memes and things on Instagram, on social media about people say like Sheree doesn't even know where she is right now. Like, and how people are saying she's going to win the whole thing just because she's just totally oblivious. No one thinks she's a threat. So I'm sure she's not a traitor. Oh my gosh. Okay. So on this episode, they showed some of the players in their beds.
Yeah.
And Bergie was snuggling a stuffed animal.
I had to like go back a little bit.
I did too.
That can't be. Oh no, it's his teddy bear. Uh-huh. He's up just. Good for him, though. I heart Bergie. I think he's sweet. And they finally gave him a chance to listen to him during the graveyard mission, which I thought was really cool.
Yes.
I will say also in this lot, I like the little sparks that are forming between Phaedra and Cece.
Yeah.
They're so cute. And he's like, how's he doing?
Batting her eyelashes at him. Oh
my gosh. Love that. But this was the big thing. Kate is back.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited that she's back and she is just what that round table needed. So she's asking questions. She's telling people to calm down. He's in a hammock and I'm out here by myself. And then she gets stuck in the net. She says, well, I'm not complaining. I'm finally in my own hammock. So it's just, she needed to be brought in to just kind of mix things up a little bit.
Yeah.
So do you think they're going to get another traitor to keep it at three?
I don't know. Last season, there was one opportunity to bring somebody in and the person accepted. It's like the rules of this game change all the time. I think it's based on what the producers are telling Alan he needs to do to, you know, to make good TV. So it's anybody's guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems kind of unfair that they would keep replacing the traitor because, the faithfuls are winning. And if there's no traitors left, then the faithfuls get to split the money. So
yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen.
What I like about the show is that it does move quickly. I mean, because they get rid of two players every episode. So it's like, so it's good.
And I also just was thinking, I hope there's always a Traitors released at this time of year. It's exactly what we need in like January, February.
Yeah.
When there's not much else on. It's the doldrums between the holidays in spring. And I love it. I feel like it's just in the zeitgeist right now. Everybody's watching Traitors and it's like all I want to talk about.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get my daughter involved with it.
Yes.
We're close, Sarah. We are super close.
She'll love it.
Yeah, I think she will. I think it'll be fun for us to talk about. So
yeah, definitely.
I'm working on it, friends.
Now it's time for our segment, Join Me in the Wheelhouse, where we decide who needs to see Captain Carey for a stern talking to. Kelly, who do you choose this week?
This week, I pick Jared. And I pick Jared because, one, you need to pay attention, my friend. And two, you need to just calm down and focus.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. I would also call the people that dropped anchor in the hot tub on national television.
I was trying to scrub that from my memory. So.
That's it for this week's episode of Above Deck. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, and please tell a friend. And rate and review us, 5 stars only.
Please follow us on Instagram at Above
AbovedeckPod. You can email or leave us a voice memo at AbovedeckPod@gmail.com. Until next week, I'm Kelly Busby.
And I'm Sarah Goldman. Thanks for joining us.
A Huda Media production.
Thank you so much. And I will talk to you later.
Oh, happy Super Bowl.
Happy concert day.
Yeah, happy Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl day.